Welcome to another episode of I'm Nano.
Putting the I in I'm Nano, I'm your host, Irfani.
And I'm your other host, Monica.
And today, we will be talking aerosol jet printing. Brand new research from Northwestern University in Chicago.
Yes, and this is a huge named university in materials. One of the top places really to study nanotech, I would say, at least in North America.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Now, the full title of this work is specifically aerosol jet printable covalent organic framework colloidal inks and temperature sensitive nanocomposite films.
Wow. Yeah, the typical mouthful titles of all these papers.
Yeah. Just take all the buzzwords and throw them in there. But I guess, of course, let's do our jobs with that, Irfani. Let's dissect that.
All right, so let's start. So covalent organic frameworks, or COFs, we have talked about before, you know, very big right now in research, and they are the materials that form two or three dimensional structures through reaction between organic precursors, and it results in very strong covalent bonds to afford and produce porous, stable, and crystalline materials.
Yes. And so basically these COF, COF inks, we got that down because we've discussed them before in previous episodes. We've mentioned COFs and MOFs like frequently throughout. It's like sprinkled throughout our 60 episode series,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Over the past 3 years. Yeah. Oh my gosh, we're over 60 episodes now. Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
60, that's a lot.
Yep. And the COFs are colloidal in this case, which means that it's a mixture that one substance consists of microscopically dispersed insoluble particles, and it's suspended throughout another substance. So that's just what they mean by colloidal inks.
And so they can make temperature sensitive films, and so they're nanocomposites, and then aerosol jet printing basically uses this aerodynamically focusing to precisely and accurately deposit electronic inks onto substrates.
Yeah, exactly. And so basically we got our COF inks, we make the temperature stable films, we make the nanocomposites through that printing technique. And that aerosol printing, and that's what allows us to achieve actually a higher print resolution. So that's about 2 to 4 times higher than inkjet printing, which that's a bit more common of a term. And inkjet, I would say it's a lot more refined method. Aerosol jet is about 10 microns into printing resolution, and several studies reported print resolution of even about 5 microns. So using a typical inkjet printing, that's the minimum resolution you're getting is actually 20 to 25 microns. So this is quite a little bit better than that. I think the analogy to use is like, it's like you do your IMAX HD movie versus like a general movie. Like both are good, but it's one is going to give you your better, crisper images.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great analogy.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so basically this printing is really nice, you know, for COFs on surfaces, and there's a big need to print COFs on how we want, like based on how we want, for sensors, electronic applications, and this printing really enables the control of positions of the shapes and the geometry.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And attempts to print COFs have been restricted by several factors, so low spatial resolution, and once you apply them, sometimes they polymerize themselves, so that complicates processing or limits the range of compatible COFs that we can have as materials. But in this lit update, the researchers overcame these limitations using a pre-synthesized solution processable colloidal ink. So that's where that comes in, that enables this aerosol jet printing of COFs with very high resolution at very between the 5 to 10 micron scale. So the eureka component of this formulation is actually the incorporation of benzonitrile, a low volatility solvent.
And then also the researchers also discovered that the ink formulation is also compatible with other colloidal materials, and so this facilitates the integration of coughs into the printable nanocomposite films.
Yes. And what do they mix in with the coughs in their study? Like, take a wild guess.
Let's see.
Okay.
I want to say, because of my bias, nanotubes, carbon nanotubes.
Yes. I feel like we always gravitate to carbon nanotube papers, but
I
yes,
know, it's
of
our
course. Of
thing.
course they put CNTs.
Graphene carbon nanotubes.
Well, yeah. So of course they put
Yeah.
CNTs in with their coughs. And carbon nanotubes are everywhere in research these days anyway. So this research comes in part from the added factor. It comes from the Hersam lab group at Northwestern. And the Professor Hersam, he's the PI that founded NanoIntegris, which is actually the main company that the majority of the world buys CNTs from.
Yeah, like I mean, they're really good quality, so you don't really know where else to get it from. So that's their best, that's the best source for CNTs.
Yeah. So it makes sense that the group uses them a lot because, I mean, the PI is one of the founders for the main CNT companies. So hopefully we can get one of the writers of this paper on a lit update soon of like a meet
Yeah.
the expert one. Maybe not this paper, but something similar of the work or someone out of that group. I think that'll be really fun.
No, yeah, that'll be really fun. We need to get more of those. Talk to the expert themselves soon. But for now, let's do this one. So let's talk about cough inks.
Cough inks, yes. So the ink formulation was found to be compatible with other colloidal nanomaterials, so making it easy to integrate these coughs into printable nanocomposite films.
And I mean, the proof is in the pudding, right? So boronate ester coughs were integrated in with CNTs to form printable cough CNT nanocomposite films, in which the CNTs enhance charge transport and the temperature sensing performance of the coughs.
Yes, and it's like having your cake and eating it too. Not only that, but the temperature range was from 25 degrees Celsius to 300 degrees Celsius.
And or 300 to 600 kelvins.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for using standard science units or planets.
Yes, kelvins.
Kelvins,
We'll like
yes.
them kelvins.
Let's not forget about those. And let's touch base on the polymer sensors for a bit too.
Okay, so there is this giant table in the paper where the researchers show their cough CNT sensor versus other type of polymer temperature sensors that include different substrates and deposition methods like drop casting and screen printing. And we can see that the temperature range of the sensors in this work far exceeds the others. And that's why this is a lit update for IM Nano, because it's not even the same ballpark. This one is going up past 100 degrees Celsius.
Right, isn't that crazy? But I guess it also depends on the end application. So we're not saying that this is the greatest temperature sensor cough ink ever made and that the others are bad. It's just that this is the first of its kind that does this broader range. And there's also another one on the list that does 0 to 80 degrees Celsius, right? So this one does room temperature and beyond. So it depends what the application is, I would say.
I mean, it's still amazing with the range that they have, but it
Yeah.
really depends on, I guess, the sensor that we need. And at the same time, it's just really nice to see this comparison and this, options for anyone who needs it, depending on the application.
Yes. And at the time that we're actually looking at this, it's still like a hot off the press paper. So I'm really enjoying the discussion. I wonder, like, in the table is like nice and big, so it's not even like formatted yet. It's like the ASAP paper publication. Anyways, it's interesting how the group went from inkjet printing to aerosol jet printing and how a change in deposition can change the outcome, which makes sense when you think about it deeper in a way. Like if you spray paint versus paintbrush, it's still the same paint. You just put it on differently. So it adheres
Right.
differently depending on the material surfaces. I think,
Right.
like, yeah. Can you visualize that?
Kind of, yeah. It's a good imagery to put in my head for sure. Okay, so during the aerosol jet printing, the droplets aerosolized by a megasonic atomizer, and these are then transported via an inert carrier gas through the printing nozzle, where the droplet stream is collimated with an annular sheath gas, thus resulting in high resolution deposition. And it hasn't really been used until this paper on ink coffs, but it is commonly used in other additive manufacturing technologies.
Exactly. Well put. And other nanomaterials have also tried to incorporate this type of jet printing technique and for forming other types of composites as well. So we're not necessarily reinventing the wheel, but we're putting it in a new light, as with these innovative ideas. Like we're taking, okay, aerosol jet printing works with other stuff. How does it work with these cough inks? How do we make a cough ink that will actually go into the jet printer? That's very tricky.
Yeah, this is really super cool.
It is super cool, yeah. And I wonder if they'll sell the ink themselves on Nanointegris if they're using their tubes, like putting the two
Yeah, I
together.
mean, probably, because I mean, these are CNTs, right? So I mean, that'd be really cool. And the inks are stable for several days, so since it should be stable, then I'm not sure how that would happen.
Yeah, they put several days in the paper, but what does that mean? Is that a week or is that a month or is that 3 days, 4 days?
Probably, yeah. That's
Yeah, and
a lot of
also the sensor
questions.
stability, right? Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, it'd be nice to ask these questions, right? So, this is why we should call one of them up, ask. We need the
Thank you.
experts, and we should all tune in to those who have some coming up as well, which is really super exciting.
We do have a good lineup. Yes, can't wait.
Yes. Anyways, that is all of the Nana for today. Stay care.
And stay curious.